Because if you look at them, their defense hasn't been lights out this year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they've gotten exposed in some areas as far as, you know, I think a good game I watched was Houston. So they've had some, you know, things here and there, but at the end of the day, we can't take them for granted. You know, they're pretty stout everywhere around. You know, their safeties come down and hit. You know, and like I said, 56 is around the ball everywhere, and he commands that defense. So it's going to be a tough task, but I think we're up for it.
You guys have struggled the last two games. I mean, do you sit back and say, hey, that's not us, or do you sit down and say, we've got to prove ourselves again? How do you do that?
Well, we know that's not us. You know, we know that that's not Giant football. We just, you know, we haven't been able to get the wins. Like you said, it starts with, you know, all three phases, special teams, defense, and offense. We all got to put a complete game together, and I think we see different results. And so, you know, we just, I know everybody tries to say, oh, you know, you look at the tape and everything, oh, we're just saying that over and over again. But at the end of the day, that's how we improve. We got to look at it and see what we're doing wrong and correct it from there.
Do you think that with management coming out saying, hey, look, Ben has our support, he's here to the end of the year, that helped kind of calm the fears of everybody?
I mean, I don't really, you know, I, for me personally, I don't really look at the news clippings. You know, everybody wants his head or whatever it is. You know, I don't look at that. You know, at the end of the day, he's my coach. I support him 100%. We're out there on the field. We're out there playing, you know, our tails off. You know, we're the ones that are getting those losses. So we got to go out there and, you know, play better. We got to have better effort and, you know, go out there and finish these games.
For you persons here, how have you been able to get so many yards after contact? I read somewhere the other day, I think you're first in yards after contact per attempt this season.
I mean, it really, it's with the line, you know. Once they can get me a hole, you know, or something that I can see, you know, I just try to put my head down and get my legs turning. I think that's something that I've tried to pride myself in, you know, trying to get north-south as much as possible, as fast as possible. And once there's a guy, you know, that gets his hands on me, just keep your legs turning. And so that's something I've tried to pride myself on. I think not just me, but all the backs have done a great job with that.
Right. I mean, for you now, and just in your fourth year, I know a lot of it's been more opportunity as far as the rushing yards, but I mean, just, you know, in yards per carry and just some other areas. What ways do you feel like you've improved as a running back just overall this season?
I mean, just in all, you know, all phases that it takes to be a complete back, I feel like I've done a great job blocking, you know, catching the ball when needed, you know, just being patient as a runner. You know, like I said, I try to get north-south as fast as possible, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to understand the schemes as far as the run schemes and be in sync with your whole line. And like I said, when there's not, you know, a hole there, try to create one and minimize the negative yardage.
How would you even describe your running style?
Just hard-nosed. You know, I feel like I can make people miss it when need be, you know, but no, I'm just more so of a north-south guy. You know, try to, like I said, minimize the negative yardage, get as many yards as I can, and go on to the next play.
He's back on the roster now. What can Shane Smith add to you on the offense?
Oh, man, he's, you know, especially with the regular and jumbo packages that we have, he's a great guy to, you know, blocking for, you know, that he's blocking for me, you know, or blocking for the running backs. He's a great guy to have in front of me. And so he makes the holes that much clearer. And, you know, he's excited about his opportunity. And he goes out there full head of steam and, you know, creates those holes. So I'm happy to have him there.
You waited a long time for this opportunity. What's it like to have it?
What, running?
Like be a feature back, basically.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm all about winning, you know. I cherish the opportunity, but at the end of the day, I feel like I'm not doing enough to you know, get the wins on the board. We got to do more as a team to get these wins, and I feel like, you know, if there's anything I can do to improve as a back and improve, you know, my game to help the team win, that's what I'm trying to improve.
Have you given much thought to the fact that you're a free agent after the season? I mean, you know, obviously this production is big going into the offseason. I mean, do you want to be here next year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. You know, at the end of the day, I don't look towards the future right now. I'm focused on the team right now. You know, I let the future play itself out. But right now I'm focused on the team and getting wins.
Orleans, what can a player or a team in this situation learn from adversity? Can there be a benefit to gaining experience of this nature?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, obviously, it doesn't get more adverse than this right now. You know, we're in a losing streak right now. We haven't been, you know, putting a good result out there for the fans. And so, you know, you either, you know, this one you show what the true men are, you know, as far as in the locker room, what we have. And I feel like we got a lot of guys that are willing to fight. You know, they're not going to lay down. And, you know, we just got to go out there and show it. And like I said, it just starts with one win. We got one, but we just got to keep, you know, trying to build and, you know, try to get this second win. You know, that's what we focus on the next game. And so right now it's just trying to be 1-0.